We are well aware that technology can make a massive difference to our lives pretty much on a daily basis. Now, there are huge advances in technology that we can all access. Now, if you have a visual impairment, that technology can, well, really level the playing field, and even things like determining what colour something is. So you could be perhaps looking at clothes, you could be looking at paint or wallpaper, anything which requires a decision to be made about the colour of something. Well, that can be done by someone who is blind with the help of technology. Now, we have with us Andrew Cowan, who has created a brand new device to help people with visual impairments do just that. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So you've created this colour detector, but take me back to the initial idea. Where did the idea for this come from?
Okay, so my grandma was registered blind for over 40 years. And so growing up, I knew the kind of problems she faced every day and just things she wanted different. So for many years, we were coming up with different solutions for different things. And then I got into product design, and my degree gave me the potential to create something to actually help her. So I thought, out of all the different things that we can do, a colour sensor would be a great one to produce. Because my grandma, she had like a bland kind of wardrobe, so it was blacks, whites, browns, greys, kind of neutral colours. And she wanted to find brighter colours, like reds and things, to just be more cheerful and, you know, kind of be respectful to people who visited her. There are other colour sensors, but this one that I wanted to do was I wanted to make it a wearable, so you'd have it with you at all times and you wouldn't have to look for it. So that's kind of where the idea came from, my grandma.
Okay, so this is part of your university work then. How do you go about looking into the technology to create this kind of device? Where do you start?
Well, at first I didn't really know much about the technology side or coding for that matter, but I went through the internet and I went looking at current technologies on the market. At first, I went to the My Sight pop-up shop in the Victoria Centre in the centre of Nottingham here, which is a charity for the blind, and they have a certain amount of products on show, so I went to look at those at first, just to get an idea of what kind of technology they use currently. And then I went searching on the internet. Currently, there are programmable circuit boards right now that you can just plug into your computer and you can write a bit of code and you can make it do anything you want, really. So I went down researching this coding, got help from a couple of people on the internet, and I put together a little device that actually works now. It chooses colours. You just put a colour sensor on a colour and it will work. I can tell you about how the technology works. There's a colour sensor and it has lights around it, and the lights shine onto the surface. It reflects back down into the colour sensor, which is made of red, green and blue photodiodes. The more colour reflected, say, off a red, the red photodiode would pick out the most, so it knows it's a red colour. And that gets transferred to the circuit board and then onto a memory card where a sound file would be located. And then it's played through the speaker, so it sees the red and then it will say, right, this is a red colour.
Okay, and you mentioned that this is a wearable device, because some of the devices at the moment are ones you'd perhaps have in your pocket or perhaps apps that run through smart devices, but you specifically wanted something wearable.
Yes, well, I was looking at the wearable markets, and there's quite a lot of devices for people, but people with disabilities, not so many. So I thought a wearable would be easier, as if you're wearing it, you'd know where it is at all times. When you're out and about, you don't need to search for it in your pockets or bags or anything. It's on your person. So I thought it was just kind of easier to use if it's near your hand at all times.
All right, so if I was in a shop and I'm looking at a pair of jeans or a T-shirt, I would just hold the wristband up to the item and it would then tell me the colour, simple as that?
Yeah, as simple as that.
Okay. Well, what about kind of shades or mixtures of colours? How sensitive can it be?
The current sensor I've got here is very accurate. I mean, you can program thousands of different colours on there, maybe more. I've only tested a certain amount. I program the colours parameters, so you can have between light red, dark red, maroon, normal red. There's a bunch of different colours you can do, so it's quite accurate, yes.
And what's the feedback been like then from people who've tried this?
Well, I went to go see in Hockley and Nottingham through My Sight Charity, a focus group of people, and they quite liked the idea of it, and they said it would be quite helpful. And they gave me some ideas saying, oh yeah, it'd be good for the bus routes in Nottingham, as they're all colour-coded, because they have to rely on public transport a lot. And there's various other uses they can do it. So, for example, recycling bins but they come in different colours, so you'll be able to find which one's that, and other things, makeup even, I don't know. There's a bunch of different things you can do with it. Generally, they said they quite like the feedback, and they also gave me some ideas of how it could be in the future, say, if the sensor got better. I mean, I think there's the sensors on the market that can read words now, so if I incorporated that kind of technology into the sensor, it may be able to read labels and packages and tell you, say, for instance, the sugar content in a packet.
Fantastic.
That's just where the future could be.
Fantastic. Now, you've created this device for part of your university studies. Are you planning to make the product commercially available? Is there a market for it?
Well, I believe so. I mean, I'm trying to get help from an investor, really, to develop the actual software. Will cost quite a lot. I'm just trying to put it out there at the moment. I mean, it's early days. It's still being marked as my major project for my university degree. But I'm hoping there's good potential there, and it's quite a wanted, needed product. So I'd hopefully like to get it to market.
Fantastic. Andrew, just finally, if people would like to learn more about the colour detector, how can they get in touch with you?
So my personal email address is ancodesigns@gmail.com. That's ANCODESIGNS. And the website is ancodesigns.com.
Andrew, best of luck with the product. Let's hope you do manage to get it to market. And if you do, do come back and tell us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.